When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the Animal World stream is go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. Check us out on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. All kinds of stuff posted for you there today and that we talked about in the first hour. But if you missed all the news, the good news, the recalls, the alerts, go check out Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Give us a like while you're there, would you please? Appreciate that. And it is, and I just want to remind you, we're always looking for more volunteer call screeners. If you'd like to serve the animal kingdom via Animal World, get behind the scenes at radio and give a Sunday or two to us here. We'd love to hear from you. You can go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, shoot me an email, or use the Animal World Live at hotmail.com email address, or call me at 360-217-7258. All righty then. You are a popular man today, Dr. Doug. I'm getting all kinds of messages here of listeners that want to talk to you and have questions. They're making appointments with Kathy to talk to you now.
Oh, good.
So they don't
have
to hang on to all the time. That's kind of cool. So we're going to go back to Granite Falls, pick up Kimberly. We are talking about, if you're just joining us, we're going to pick Dr. Doug's brain because he is the expert in alternative and naturopathic medicine, especially homeopathy, animal chiropractic. He does the class 4 laser, but we're particularly interested in the alternative versions of treatment for Kim's Great Danes. We talked about her first Great Dane, Cosmo, a year old, that after multiple vaccinations and a bunch of stuff, was afflicted with a condition called HOD, hypertrophic osteodystrophy, which is kind of a bone disease that is quite debilitating. They get fevers, they get really sick, they can't move. It's very painful. With a long story short, got Cosmo through it. He's a year old now. But then Kim and her partner got another Great Dane from the same breeding, different litter, Orion. That's who they're dealing with now. He's 4 months old. They kind of changed up the vaccine protocol. We're dealing with traditional veterinarians, and my understanding is that the veterinarians didn't necessarily suggest this. Kim did her homework, and she suggested, how about we not give so much stuff all at once? And they waited to vaccinate Orion until he was a little older and gave one vaccine of the distemper parvo. Is that right, Kim?
Yes.
Oh, no, I don't hear Kim.
Yes.
There you are. Okay. And one vaccine, and then within a week, Orion also had symptoms and signs of the HOD, correct?
Yes. And we spotted it right off the bat.
Okay. So in you went, I'm sure, and then he went on treatment right away?
Yes. The doctor, it wasn't his normal doctor.
Okay.
She was on vacation, so the backup doctor started treating him with something different.
Okay, so what treatment was Orion given?
Remedil.
Rather than the prednisone?
Yes, ma'am.
Because wasn't Cosmo got antibiotics and prednisone?
Yes, ma'am.
But Orion, the different vet, put him on Rimadyl.
Yes.
And antibiotics or just Rimadyl?
Just Rimadyl.
And that apparently didn't accomplish a lot, or did it?
No. It actually made things worse.
And I know he was in serious jeopardy this last week or so.
Yes, he was.
And meaning, just tell us how bad he was.
He got to the point where he couldn't move. When I took him back to the vet and they changed his protocol, he had to go through a 3-day wash period from the Rimadyl.
Meaning let the Rimadyl get out of his system?
Yes. The Rimadyl had to totally get out of his system, and then we had to wait for 3 days before I could give him the prednisone. By this time, he could not walk at all.
Mm-hmm.
So every time he made any, and told us in any way he had to use the potty, we were carrying him outside downstairs to go potty. If we couldn't get him out on time, we had to lay him down onto a potty pad and let him just void.
And we're talking a 4-month-old Great Dane, folks. This is not, we think of a puppy, but a 4-month-old Great Dane is the size of a small Labrador. You know, I mean, it's a big dog.
Yeah. Can I ask you how much he weighs?
He weighed, at the time of his visit, he weighed 55 pounds.
And how much does he weigh now, do you know?
I don't know. He goes back on Tuesday, but he doesn't weigh 55 pounds anymore.
Okay, he's lost weight.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So as of I think it was, Thursday night at midnight was the end of the 3 days, and you started him back on prednisone.
Yeah, I didn't. I waited, and she put on there, do not start till 6:17, so I waited till midnight. I wasn't waiting any longer.
Because you, in your mind, you knew it would help because it helped Cosmo.
Yes, ma'am.
And as soon as he went on the prednisone, he started to get better. Is that correct?
Yeah, he did. He started actually getting up and walking. He's now getting up on the couch by himself. He's walking outside. He's going up and down the stairs.
How about, is he eating?
Actually, he started eating some. He was only eating, mostly he was eating an adrenal soup that I've been making.
So you've been, what, tell us about the adrenal soup you've been making.
It is something I looked up online, and it helps to clear out the kidneys of toxins, and it's made with different vegetables and tomato juice and raw honey, and I've been giving that to him. I got that from a girl who practices just holistic medicine, and she said to put that on with her feed every time that I feed him, and that will help to clear out his kidneys and his, you know, stuff inside, because the prednisone and stuff is going to be pretty tough on him, especially the Rimadyl. Rimadyl is really hard stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I yeah, Doug.
Yeah, it's very rough. It's
just, yeah, yeah. So where we are now, is prednisone the only medication he's on now?
He's on prednisone, Clavamox, and he's actually been on a pain medication, Tramadol, and he's to a point. They said to give it to him the whole time, but I believe he's to a point now that I'm going to start backing him off it because I don't think it's really necessary.
Well, let's find out what Dr. Doug has to say. And I know you've had recommendations from other holistic-type people. In addition to the adrenal soup, it's been recommended that you give him colloidal, you know, don't give any of the drugs, give colloidal silver, give turmeric paste, bunch of stuff.
And you called me, and I said, no, wait,
let's talk to Dr. Doug, and we got to find out,
get him off of prednisone as soon as possible.
I want to know is, had... let's go back before we deal with what's going on with Orion right now. Mm-hmm. Let's go back rewind, and you have the new Great Dane puppy.
Yes.
Well, let's say we'll start with Cosmo. You know, before let's start from the beginning. We have a Great Dane puppy. Instead of going to the traditional big corporate vet, we go to Dr. Doug instead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, how would you handle Great Dane puppy? Are you recommending vaccines and what? So, what would the initial protocol be?
Well, first of all, I want to find out if he had any vaccines before you took him home. Did the breeder do any vaccines at all?
No.
Okay, so this was going to be the first time. I would have waited till 12, like you did.
12 weeks? Okay.
If possible, if there's no exposure, you know, if you're not around a whole bunch of dogs.
Okay, time out.
Time out.
You would have waited to 12 weeks if there's no exposure. Would that be a generalization for all puppies?
All dogs.
All dogs. Okay. Yeah. All dogs. You would wait for 12 weeks to start vaccines.
Well, see, the nice thing about that is 98% of all puppies, not all of them, but 98%, if you wait till 12 to 16 weeks old, we're only going to require one vaccine.
Yeah.
So you don't have to do 2, 3, 4, whatever they do. Kind of thing. Yeah. So that eliminates a lot of toxins already. And then I also recommend vaccine titers, to see if they actually even need a vaccine. That'll let you know how much antibodies in the blood.
Now, would that be even with a puppy?
Yeah, even with a puppy. Okay. I've had puppies come in that I didn't think, you know, that might have needed another vaccine. I do a titer and they don't, so we don't add one. That's a really, really good thing to do.
But cool. And that's a blood test, right?
It's a blood test.
Okay.
Yeah. It's about the same price as a vaccine, so it's really a good thing to do. It's
really,
and normally with Great Danes, you have to worry about vaccine issues because they do have things that happen like this. There's a whole bunch of dogs that do this, but Great Danes for sure.
I think you mentioned Weimaraners, didn't you, Kim, that it's very common in that breed?
Yes.
Yeah, and German Shepherds and a lot of dogs that grow quickly. And so if you know something like that's going to happen, maybe then, you know, in retrospect, you plan on doing something separately. You do a distemper one time, a parvo one time, and a couple of weeks apart rather than all at the same time.
So that would be the difference that initially to start with is that you would have waited till 12 weeks to start vaccines,
right?
One disease at a time. You might have done titers to see. Now, even vaccinating that way, I suppose it's still possible.
Oh, absolutely.
That the dog could get the HOD.
Sure. There's a condition called vaccinosis.
Yeah. That word came out of me. I think I must have gotten it from you years ago.
Yeah. It's a medical term that was established a long time ago when vaccines started to become used. It's a disease that arises out of vaccination.
Oh, okay.
Anything. And there's so many things. HOD is just one thing that can happen.
Okay, so initially, you've got a puppy that's a Great Dane pup. We've got the signs of this HOD. We know that the traditional practice was immediately antibiotics, either non-steroidal anti-inflammatory Rimadyl or prednisone,
right,
and painkillers.
Right.
What would you have done differently?
Well, I don't see in this instance of any use of an antibiotic, except for that Clavamox has an anti-inflammatory effect all by itself. So you get sort of a prednisone effect from Clavamox.
I see.
Other than that, then, what we're doing is destroying his poor little bowel bacteria without need right away.
Yeah.
And the number one cause of allergy in dogs is antibiotics at first, just like kids. So, you know, look at all these kids that get allergic to peanut butter and orange juice and whatever they're eating because they got Clavamox and for their adenoids and their tonsils and all of their ear infections and all that. It's the same thing with puppies.
Uh-huh.
So first thing off, give lots and lots and lots of probiotics every single day for that puppy.
He already is, yeah.
Oh, good.
He's been on them since I've gotten him.
Good. But then they really don't have a chance to do anything while he's on the drug, so it's sort of a...
But so would you have not used any of these drugs?
I wouldn't have used any antibiotics. I'd probably have to turn over in my grave before I'd give prednisone to a puppy. But you know, that's you can see that there was an effect, anti-inflammatory. The problem with HOD is inflammation. All the inflammation causes the pain and the heat and all the stuff that goes wrong. So you suppress it with steroids, that's going to make the puppy feel better, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's a way to do things conventionally.
Which seems to be working since he started the prednisone.
Well, it's working.
You know, he's feeling better, but, you know, what's going...
Well, But it delays the growth plates. Rimadyl delays the growth plates. It slows the bone growth down. There's all kinds of negative side effects that are going to catch up with you later. So,
okay, so here we are now, 4 months old. We're on. Is he on antibiotics now, Kim?
He is. They have him on it for 14 days, mm-hmm. which...
And he's still...
He said the reason for the antibiotics is because the prednisone lowers the immune system.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, it does. That's what we're using it for. Is the immune system is what's causing the problem. It's an immune reaction that's happening in the bones instead of in his lymph nodes and T cells and the thymus gland and all the things that you could expect with a vaccine. It's just gone awry and gone all over his body, settled in the bones.
And I'm feeling a confusion with some listeners who have been here when we have talked to, you know, Dr. Al Pluckner and talked about the endocrine immune imbalance and what he's discovered and how he treats it, which is very different than what we're talking about now. So just so you know, and those of you that might be confused, I mean, we're just kind of, I've sidebarred that, and we're not going to talk about, we're not talking about that at this particular time.
Yeah, don't get the Pluckner method all messed up with this. This is totally different.
This is different, yeah. Okay, yeah. So...
You're using prednisone and thyroid and estrogen therapeutically with the Pluckner method in the small, small amounts because the body already doesn't have enough.
Exactly, exactly. So so at this point, let's see. So Orion's on antibiotics, on prednisone, on painkillers.
Is he on any... curcumin, turmeric at all?
No.
Not yet.
Because turmeric is the natural organic prednisone is what I call it.
Okay. Because that was the turmeric paste was recommended that you use that. And so, Doug, you're saying that would be a good thing to do.
That'd be a really good thing. And a dog that's growing really good or fast like that, I would give him much, much more than a normal therapeutic dose of turmeric. And it'll just go out the body if he doesn't use it. But it's a natural anti-inflammatory. There's other anti-inflammatories, but it's a really, really good one to give.
Okay. And then would she be putting him on the turmeric and weaning him off the prednisone?
Well, you'd have to have, you know, she's got her veterinarian handling the case, so somebody needs to be on the same page. But you can add your turmeric to that, and it won't hurt a thing.
Well, except she may be coming to you from now on.
Well, yeah, if she does, I'll be weaning him off the pred as soon as I can do that.
Okay, you would wean off and go on to, like, the turmeric.
And proanthazone, which is another anti-inflammatory. It's more known as an antioxidant.
Uh-huh.
Very anti-inflammatory. Grapeseed extract, resveratrol. There's a whole bunch of different things that you can put in there that's naturally anti-inflammatory.
Uh-huh.
If he has... places that are really, really sore all over, then it's kind of hard to laser the whole body, but you can run it up and along those bones.
Well, you can use the class 4 laser.
You can use the laser. It's the skin is really, you know, you don't have a lot of skin over the bone in certain places.
Mm-hmm.
You can get some good penetration down to the periosteum where the pain is.
Wow.
That immediately sets the endorphins off, and you start having more, you know, more comfort and less need for using Rimadyl, but Tramadol. For pain, your body can start to work and heal again, and it reduces inflammation.
So you could coach them as to how to get off the drugs and on to the better anti-inflammatories.
Right.
You've got the class 4 laser if that's needed, and that can be very helpful in cutting back on the inflammation and lowering the pain and so forth. Now, what about the?
I've got things.
Well, the soup. What, the adrenal soup? Is that what you're...
The adrenal soup is
a
really
good thing?
Yeah, the vegetables. The only thing I'd change with that is to take the tomatoes out because when you're really inflamed, the tomato family, eggplants, peppers, tomatoes, and white potatoes
My intuition is working well because when Kim was rattling off ingredients, when she got to tomatoes, I got a ping.
Yeah,
on that,
yeah.
I got a no. Yeah, I got a no ding on that. I didn't say anything.
Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of stuff in tomatoes that are really, really good for inflammation. But right when you're in the middle of a really serious inflammation, you probably ought to back off on the tomatoes for a little while.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I just put a cup of tomato juice in there.
Oh, that's not much. And you've got immune mushrooms that you can use. The immune mushrooms are very anti-inflammatory. They're really good for the joints. They'll stimulate your immune system. They'll help you get well quicker, much, much better.
Well, now, when you're saying the mushrooms, I'm thinking, you know, Dr. Bill Burlingame
right.
now.
In the vet eye tabs.
Yeah, the veterinary immune tabs. Mm-hmm. The red label, that's the potent one. Because that's
got curcumin in it also.
It has curcumin in it, but also has the mushrooms and all of that. And that you get directly from Dr. Bill Burlingame.
Yeah, he's just up the street, and you could put that as a daily pill every day, and that would really, really, really help for a while.
Okay.
So the immune tabs from Dr. Bill, and his contact information, Kim. I would go through, not through, you want to call him privately, because he sells the immune tabs directly to you, so you don't have to go through somebody else.
All right.
And the number's 425-903-1913.
Okay.
His email is BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com. But you can tell him you were, you know, that I'm seeing you for the behavior stuff, that you were on the air with Dr. Doug and me. And by the way, Dr. Bill Burlingame is still an Animal World vet. He's not here today on Vet Sunday because he's been up in Alaska. He's on vacation, which opened the door for us to be able to get Dr. Doug back in here. So now I imagine we're going to have, you know, it'll be both of them here and there. I even had, you know, I had a flash, Dr. Doug. Time out. I'm zooming off here. I had a flash that would be fun some Vet Sunday, to have both of you guys come in.
Yeah.
So that you guys, we could talk about the three of us.
That would be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe we can do that next Vet Sunday, get both of them in here. How cool would that be? All right. And another question related here, is turmeric okay for cats?
Yeah, they don't like it very well, though.
Yeah. Harder to get down.
Hard to get anything into a cat.
Right.
Room. Yeah.
But it is okay.
Yeah, they'll eat it.
If they'll eat it. So the adrenal soup is good, but we're going to sans tomatoes right now in the acute phase.
Yeah.
And immune tabs.
Vet Sunday. I've got vet on my head.
Yeah.
Standard process has a really good adrenal support also.
Okay. Now, so it looks like, and then we started to talk about the vaccinosis and so forth, and because... both of these dogs had vaccines and then had these reactions. Is there anything that you ought to be doing homeopathically
Absolutely.
To clear these dogs related to that stuff?
There's a whole bunch of remedies available, but there's certain ones that they call anti-vaccinosis remedies.
Uh-huh.
They're more commonly used for vaccinosis issues.
Ah, okay.
And that should be prescribed rather than just going out and grabbing something, but... there's several that I have in mind here. I'd have to continue to chat with you just a little bit longer about what's going on and how
individual
each dog is.
Well, and that's why when we get into more homeopathy and explanation, you really can. There's over the counter things like, you know, I go to Super Subs and get my arnica all the time because that works for me. But you really want someone that knows what they're doing, putting together specific remedies for you. And you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, Dr. Doug is the guy.
I have his phone number.
All right. So now, Kim, any other questions or anything else you wanted to grill Dr. Doug on here before we let you go?
No, I think we covered it pretty good.
And
I will, soon as I get a breathing chance and get some rest caught up here.
More question for Dr. Doug. Because I'm seeing what I've seen here, my gut instinct would be I would definitely not get another dog from this breeding, and I would recommend that they not be bred. But if is there a way to prevent this kind of reaction in dogs where you know it's there, or are we just better off not to buy those breedings?
See, remember I said 98% of dogs, he's going to be in the 2% of dogs.
Yeah.
And now that you look at what's happened in the prednisone after the vaccine, I'm going to say that probably most likely the immune system has not created a challenge situation so that he's even immune to distemper or parvo right now. He's lost it all.
So probably need to be titered to check.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Kim. Well, you know how to get a hold of Dr. Doug, and you're going to keep me posted, of course. And thanks for taking the time out of your Sunday morning so we could have this discussion.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling Animal World.
Uh-huh.
All right. Bye-bye. We got to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, get caught back up, and then we're going to Port Orchard with Maureen, and then Peg has made an appointment. We're going to talk to her, too, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Vet Sunday right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132. Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get a grip on life with Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday. I'm just so delighted, and apparently all of you are too, that Dr. Doug Yearout, our alternative and naturopathic medicine and homeopathic veterinarian, is in the house. A little follow-up here. Aji, one of our former call screener members, called in. Remember in the first hour I told you about the recalls and that beef whatever. What was it? It's up on Facebook, but the I and Love and You recall of beef gullet strips. Well, Aji says they're sold at QFCs in our area. So if you've been getting the beef gullet strips at QFC, you better check on those. But remember, Dr. Dove said, not a big deal for the animals. It's more a problem for humans. Okay, we are going back to the phones. We're going to Port Orchard, and it's Maureen's turn. Maureen, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Doug Yearout.
Hi. The battery on my phone is getting low, so I have to talk kind of fast.
Okay.
I have a cat. He's 12, 13. For the last year and a half, he has had IBS, irritable bowel syndrome.
Ah, okay. And his name is Schroeder, is that right?
Yes.
And what kind? What color kitty?
I don't know what you call him. Kind of a, he's black and brown with bits of white. And
okay.
Got a little white nose.
And he's a neutered male.
Very ordinary colored cat.
Okay. And if your battery dies, Maureen, charge it up real good and then call us back. We'll bring you back on the air later in the show if we need to, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Anyway, he has been on large doses in the past of prednisone and taken down to smaller doses. He was on a large dose again. It darn near killed him. He's a big, big cat, but he's down 3 pounds. But now he's on...
How much does he weigh now?
11.
11 pounds?
And 10. And he should weigh about 14 pounds.
Oh, okay. So he's down to 10 pounds?
It's about 10 point something.
Okay.
Anyway, now he's on 2.5 milligrams of prednisone, and he's doing really well. He's eating, but I want to get him off that prednisone. And I heard at the last call that turmeric is good for cats.
Well, but yeah, there was the caveat, and you know, it's hard to get cats to take things, and many don't like it. But
well, if I could get him to take it in the pill, he's been taking. I've been doing a little pill shooter down his throat,
uh-huh.
And he takes it every evening. So if I could do that with the turmeric, then he takes it really easily now.
So, what do you think, Doug?
I think homeopathy works really well for cats in that endeavor as well.
With IBD?
IBD, yeah.
And that's, of course, an inflammatory bowel syndrome or disease.
Yeah. Is he on probiotics, too?
Yes. I put it in his food, and most of the time he eats it.
Okay.
So what do you
say? Is it a powder?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of food does...
Well, we have him on one protein. His favorite is some kind of fish. I make sure that he eats fish. He gets the dry food of fish. They're mixed fishes, but I make sure there's no chicken or beef or anything like that. He gets Stella and Chewy's food for cats, and then he loves canned tuna. That's his main. I mix that with everything, and he will eat it.
And that mean canned human tuna?
Yeah, I have tried all the fish cat food out there, and he turns his nose up at it, but he'll eat the canned tuna human.
I think a lot of people discovered that. Was it years ago there was a big problem with people feeding just canned tuna, human tuna, Doug, Dr. Doug?
Yes.
Because it's missing something.
Taurine.
Taurine, which they need, and tuna doesn't have it.
But he gets his dry cat food. And he eats a lot of the dry cat food, and that has all the stuff in it that you're supposed to have.
Yeah, so you're just using the tuna to get him to eat stuff.
Yeah.
What is he allergic to?
Not that we know of, anything.
Okay. The more raw food he eats, the better he'll be over time.
I think Stella and Chewy's is raw.
Yeah, is it
dehydrated?
Raw?
Yeah, I like Stella and Chewy's.
Yeah, it's a good stuff. Less dry food, more real raw food, and a little teeny bit of vegetables. Are you giving him any fiber?
The vet has just had me on these diets. We've not discussed any of the food. If I can certainly try and see what he'll eat.
What would you recommend as a fiber?
Well, you can start out right now by just going to the constipation section of your favorite store and find plain psyllium husk fiber. It's in a powder.
Okay.
Psyllium with a P, P-S,
yeah.
P-S, and give him 1/4 teaspoon a day mixed up in his food.
Okay.
It has to be the unflavored stuff, but it'll help draw water into the bowel and help the bowel heal. The fiber is so necessary when there's an inflammatory bowel condition.
Okay.
And so the fiber... And the turmeric would be okay if he would eat it?
If you can get it into him, yeah.
So
how much turmeric would I give him, and what kind of turmeric? I mean, he'll take a pill from me.
Well, you have to get a number 3 capsule, and if you're going to use the turmeric spice, you just put do the little drug dealer thing and put it in your number three capsule and make sure there's no taste on the outside and pop it down like you would a regular capsule, because like I say, they won't usually eat it if you mix it up in their food.
Now, I have a recipe at home to make turmeric paste, which is supposed to make it more potent.
Oh, it makes it more potent because it's more concentrated.
Right.
But, you know, again, you're dealing with a flavor thing with cats.
Right. But if you were to put it into a capsule.
You can put that in a capsule.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you cook it down.
Yeah.
You cook it for a while.
Is there a capsule that which you would, a pill form that you would recommend out there, particular manufacturer?
Well, if I was going to use it, I would just get your turmeric spice and put it, like I say, get some number three capsules. Whole Foods, they sell them. And how about Slippery Elm? Are you giving him any Slippery Elm?
No. That's
one of my favorites. I would be even more interested in having you use that than the turmeric. The Slippery Elm comes as a capsule, or you can get it as an elixir in a glycerin form, which cats usually love the taste of. And it's mixed with marshmallow and licorice and a bunch of other different things for the bowel.
Okay.
It really, really helps make the bowel happier.
There's something else you mentioned as an anti-inflammatory, I think, early on, and I didn't write it down.
Is this an autoimmune disease?
You could call it that. It's more of a sensitivity, more of an allergy, yes.
Oh, okay. An allergy would make more sense to me than autoimmune with this cat.
Well, you know what? You might get immune or allergic or immune to yourself because there's something that's interacting with your bowel tissue, and so you start to attack the bowel tissue itself. You can become immune anywhere. You know, any tissue in your whole body can become so-called autoimmune, but it's always pretty much an allergy, a sensitivity to something that, you know, it sensitizes.
Well, and, you know, and from what I know, especially from the work with Dr. Pluckner, you know, he would say, for sure, an inflammatory bowel syndrome is this endocrine immune imbalance,
right,
which is probably why the cat's doing well at 2.5 milligrams of prednisone. That's a pretty low dose, and you know, could be funding the imbalance or that Dr. Al would talk about. But just related to that, everybody that's mentioned prednisone so far has talked about prednisone. But isn't prednisolone, if you got to give it, isn't that better? Because the prednisolone doesn't have to go through the liver.
Right. Yeah, it's better. It's better than prednisone.
I think he is on prednisolone, come to think of it.
Yeah, I think that's a little better than the regular prednisone, because at least it doesn't go through the liver.
Doesn't Dr. Al use cortisone, or does he still?
Yes, for cats, yeah, it would be prednisolone.
He does, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
so who could I call to find out a recipe for the turmeric?
For the turmeric paste?
Or should I just get raw turmeric, which I can get in the store, and just put that in the capsule?
That's what I do until you get the recipe. Yeah, I don't.
I have the recipe at home, Maureen. I don't have it with me, so you can call me and I can read you my recipe. Because what I have it for is for making golden milk for people and drinking that, you know, as an anti-inflammatory. But I know it's water and because this is a bigger batch. But if you call me, 360-217-7258,
okay,
you could call me, leave me a message, and then when I get home, I'll call you back and read you the recipe. But
okay,
I think we do want to determine from Dr. Doug is how much would she give this cat?
Yeah.
I'd just start out with a number three
capsule?
Capsule.
Once a day?
Once a day.
Okay.
All
right. So
and
you can you anybody that wants a turmeric recipe for the concentrated turmeric could call me for the paste.
Then how about the Slippery Elm?
If you give the liquid elixir, it's I think it's about a half a cc to a cc twice a day of the actual liquid. Slippery Elm, it's pretty forgiving. You can, you know, like taking Kaopectate, you can take a lot of it. Doesn't really bother you at all.
Yeah.
So I just stick those in capsules too. But the cat it's so hard to pill comparably. I just put it in the elixir and dribble it in their mouth, and they swallow it right down.
No, I know. I've just gotten Slippery Elm. I get it, like, you know, at, for most grocery stores have it, you know, in, like, the Nature's Way. It's a plastic bottle, green, white with a green top and in the capsules.
Okay.
And it's cheap and easy to find. But I don't remember ever seeing the elixir. Where would you get that, Doug?
Animals Apothecary sells it. Okay. There's several brands, but this one is the one I like the most. It's a...
Because that would be much better for cats.
Yeah, it's tasty. It's a glycerin base instead of an alcohol base, so it's kind of sticky in a way.
Now, how, if this works, when would I stop the prednisolone?
Well, you got to have somebody, again, to manage your case, you know, to help you on and off of things, so you don't just do it all at home and get hung tough.
Well, she's over in Port Orchard.
Yeah.
So that's a long distance to come. Could you work with her over the phone?
Sure, we can work on the phone. Sure.
Oh,
you
okay,
know,
Marie.
My vet that I use loves naturopathic. She does the best she can.
Uh-huh.
I think she'd be very interested in this.
Okay.
And hopefully she would call
Dr. Doug?
Dr. Doug, and maybe she could talk to him about this. Because she does naturopathic. She does that. She's really pretty good at it.
Okay.
But I don't think she knows about this, but she's certainly one who is not closed-minded. She's open-minded about naturopathy.
Well, then you might be able to arrange a consultation between the two of them or something. Did you write down Dr. Doug's contact information?
Yes, I wrote it down. Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to give it
so
out just
for
folks that are listening that didn't write it down that want it now. It's Dr. Doug Yearout. He is now at All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic in Marysville. His website is holisticanimaldoc.com, holisticanimaldoc.com. Phone number is 360-653-8171, 360-653-8171. And just in generally, Doug, for we have a lot of listeners now that listen online and around the country and so forth. You are available for telephone consultations.
Absolutely.
For our listeners outside of
Yes.
the area?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. So, folks, wherever you are, you can call Dr. Doug for a phone consultation. That would be great. All right, Maureen, anything else you need to know?
No, just that. That would be great.
Okay. Call me, and I'll give you the turmeric paste recipe.
Okay. Thank you
very much. Thanks for calling Animal World. All right, we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors one more time this hour, and then we're going to Olympia. Peg's on the line, so you're up next. Vet Sunday continues with Dr. Doug Yearout on Animal World right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair, best-selling nonfiction author and gender expert Susan Marin reinvents herself at the age of 60 as a serious fiction writer. Her story of a prominent New York City woman exiled to the suburbs between the tides is cited as one of the summer's best beach reads. Join us every Monday at noon Pacific on Alternative Talk 1150 and find past shows at conversationslive.net.
Now's the time to refinance, but where do you go? You want an experienced, reputable lender. Someone who offers VA, FHA, conventional, and investment loans. You want a mortgage lender who works with a variety of different lenders. Someone who shares your values. Someone you can trust. That someone is Margaret Peggy Kaler, the branch manager at Westar Pacific Mortgage. Call Peggy at 425-329-3960. Or you can email her at pkaler@weststarpacific.com. NMLS number 393352. Westar Pacific Mortgage. NMLS 1100211 and WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation. NMLS 93243. An equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're, on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon, and every Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. In this hour, we've talked about Darcy Pariso, our Animal World animal communicator, medium, and Reiki master. She does phenomenal readings, is available for just a quick question via email, one or two, for $15. She'll be in current events I'll tell you about later. She's got an appearance coming up this month with our great Whispering Dragons, Jude and Paul Ponton. They will be at the same event later this month. So, like I said, I'll tell you about that in current events. Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Nels Healing Ministry. Remember the bioenergetic synchronization technique, and I think that would be phenomenally helpful for everybody that calls in, and he works remotely as well. It's a great support for good holistic naturopathic medicine. And check out the NuPro supplements at nuprosupplements.com. And remember, if you have mortgage lending needs, the only one to go to is our mortgage gal, Peggy Kaler, at Westar Pacific Mortgage in Duval. She travels anywhere. She is the best. She's helped me with all my mortgage stuff. And oh my, what a great gal. And she volunteers at Cowgirl Spirit Horse Rescue and does all kinds of great things for animals in the Duval Carnation area. So check her out. Peggy Kaler at Westar Pacific Mortgage in Duval, and you can find links and contact information for all of our advertisers and supporters on the homepage of MarthaNorwalk.com. All righty, Vet Sunday. Dr. Doug Yearout is back in the house. Woohoo! How cool is this? And we're going to work on getting Dr. Bill and Dr. Doug in. How great would we? Boy, we can talk all kinds of lasers and all kinds of stuff with the two of you here. That would be really great. But right now, we're headed down to Olympia. Welcoming back another one of our regulars, Peg. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Doug Yearout.
Hi. Hi, Martha.
Hey,
hello,
Peg.
Hello, Dr. Yearout.
Hi.
Just continuing your previous conversation, I don't know if you know this, but there is a Facebook group for turmeric users.
Oh, really?
For animals and people. And oh. it is a really good group.
So this is a Facebook
Facebook
which
page
I'm starting to learn about, a Facebook group.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now how would we access that?
You just search the group and put in turmeric user group
It. Search turmeric user group on Facebook.
Turmeric.
Turmeric.
T-U-R.
Yeah. Turmeric. Yeah, turmeric user group search on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember that little magnifying glass up at the top?
Yeah.
That's where you search.
Okay.
Just
okay.
Type it in.
Okay.
And it was founded by Doug English, I think, in Australia.
Uh-huh.
But it's a really good group. And they talk a lot about cats and dogs and people and horses. And, they're doing amazing things with that.
Excellent.
It's really good. Where to source it and how to make the paste and how to make milk and all that good stuff. Lots and lots of information.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thanks for that.
Yeah, and on probiotics, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this to you, but I have discovered Answers fermented fish oil. Fermented fish stock and fermented goat milk.
No, I don't think we've talked about that.
Oh, wow. Probiotics. I mean, it's like, whoa, it's off the chart.
And what this is, Answers is the company?
Yeah, Answers Pet Food.
Okay, and what's the...
And the Fish Doc is pretty new to them.
Answers Fish Doc?
Mm-hmm. It's fermented.
Fermented, huh.
And fermented, they have fermented goat milk. And I've got Pershing on, you know, in addition to the raw, he gets some bone broth, some goat milk, and some fish oil, I'm sorry, stock every day.
Yeah, and now Pershing, of course, is your bulldog that says...
Yeah, he's 12 years old now. He's never, ever been healthier.
Which is fabulous, because, boy, was he messed up when you got him.
Oh, yeah.
And huge autoimmune, endocrine immune imbalance.
Yeah, well,
and stuff.
He developed, you know, because he was on antibiotics, I think, for 3 years. He developed black skin disease and alopecia, and he was pretty much bald and thin and failing. And I put him on the bone broth, and he put on 25 pounds in 5 weeks.
Oh, now Kathy is saying they sell this fish stock at all the best pet stores?
Oh, not really.
Oh,
you
okay.
Have to call around. Nobody in Olympia.
No, I mean all the best pet store. That's the name of a chain of stores.
Oh, yeah,
up here.
Yeah. I
and
think
Kathy
they have
says
one
they have
Island.
It there. Yeah.
Yeah, and my raw feeding group sells it.
Oh,
about
okay.
Wholesale price.
Okay.
You know, you're aware of them, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no one here in Olympia sells it, so I've dusted off my
Now, head. Is Pershing on turmeric as well?
He's on the red tabs.
The immune tabs.
Curcumin in that, so yeah.
And Kathy says Earth Pet Issaquah has it too.
Yeah, you have to call and make sure that, because they also sell raw food. So you have to find out which products they're actually carrying.
Well, now Kathy's also reminding me of a gal I had on the phone, or I had on the show, I don't know, a couple years ago so now, but lives up in Arlington, and she distributes turmeric. Remember, she talked to us about, she has two pet cows that are huge, these steers. They're huge because, mm-hmm. you know, they usually don't live that long. Mm-hmm. But, I can't remember the name of the cow, but I went up and I met them because I met her because I worked with her and her dog. These great cows, well, any one of them was so lame, it couldn't get up. And she on her own researched turmeric, and then she started buying it by the gross, and just like a quarter mm-hmm. cup of turmeric is food every day. They happy, healthy, fully recovered. She just swears by turmeric.
Yeah, well, I'm on it too. So
yeah, okay, and that's what this turmeric paste recipe I have is for the golden milk that you drink every day to get the turmeric.
Yeah, well, there are different ways to do it. They like the paste on. Well, they use the milk, too, so there are different ways to do it. It has to be mixed and cooked with fat. And then
okay. Is there anything in particular you want to talk to Dr. Doug about?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That was sort of just
that's all right.
Aside.
We just deviated, you know.
Well, I just thought I'd share.
No, appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay, drum roll, please. Pershing is getting a brother.
Oh, so there is a puppy bulldog in your future.
I sent you a picture, but you probably thought it was just a little picture.
Ah, no,
puppy.
I'm remembering that now.
Yeah.
So it's for real.
It's for real.
Woo.
He's in the Chicago area.
So the puppy's coming from Chicago?
Yes.
Are you going to go drive back and get him, or are you flying?
I am. I'm leaving in a couple weeks to go get him.
Ah, so it's soon. How old is this kid going to be when you get him?
He will be 12 weeks old.
12-week-old bulldog puppy. Wow.
Yeah, he'll be fourth-generation raw-fed on the dam side. Minimal vaccines on both sides. Health, a lot of good health going through this guy.
Sounds
which is
wonderful.
What I've been looking for. And a co-owner that the breeder is, we speak the same language.
Wonderful.
So, we have tossed vaccines around as a subject for over a year. I've been stalking her for over 6 years now.
Okay.
So, it's a long time coming. I'm not overly impressed with vaccines, especially the over-vaccinated, which Pershing is a prime example, him coming from the military.
Uh-huh.
And I think a lot of his problems come from that. We've finally gone with Gene Dodd's suggested protocol. That would be Novavax puppy, thimerosal-free, and then when time comes for rabies, MRAB, some aerosol free. Are you there, Dr. You're out?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And that would be at 10 weeks and 14 weeks. So he's right now about 9 weeks. So he'd be coming up for that first injection next week.
And that now, Dr. Jean Dodds, of course, the veterinarian's doing a lot of, she does all the thyroid work. She's also doing a lot of challenge mm-hmm. study for rabies. And so she works with vaccines. So is this a particular brand of vaccine?
Yes, it's a different. It's
a particular.
Thimerosal free, yeah.
And thimerosal, is that one of the other ingredients in vaccines that causes problems?
That's one of the big ingredients. It's a mercury derivative.
So how come everybody isn't using these without that stuff?
They're more expensive, right?
Okay, money.
That would be my guess.
They come
in single dose so that you're already talking more expense.
So you're going to use this particular brand that doesn't have that stuff in it.
Right.
And then one disease at a time, is that what you're saying?
No, this will be distemper parvo together.
Distemper parvo.
Dr. Doug, do they still have aluminum in them?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that will...
Sometimes they have squalene in it, which is a lacquer, kind of a solvent for earwax.
Yeah, okay. You're making me sick. I'm already sick from this.
So you're going to give his very first vaccine at 10 and the last one at 14? Is that what...
Correct.
Okay.
And that will be the last.
So it sounds like 10 weeks, that would be before you pick him up.
Right.
And
we're
then 14.
Cindy was kind of concerned that, you know, I'll be traveling and, you know, stopping to let him out. And God only knows what's...
Hopefully you wouldn't give the vaccine the same week as travel.
And no. He's going to get the first vaccine at 10 weeks. I pick up at 12 weeks, a couple days before 12 weeks. And then the 14 weeks will be 2 weeks later, assuming he's in good health.
And then you're not going to do rabies till he's 6 months old, right?
I'm not going to give rabies till he gets pretty much full body weight.
Okay, good.
Is that a plan?
Yeah, would be my plan, too, as long as you don't have to go across the border or something.
Going across borders before he's required to have anything. And oddly enough, our law does not have any...
Well, they've changed the rules now, so they have to have it at 12 weeks on the going on a border crossing.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Well,
a Canadian border is.
All right. Oh. We are up against the top of the hour. Shall I put you on hold, Peg? Do we want to bring you back next hour, or are you good?
Well, what I wanted to ask, just to kind of get Dr. Doug thinking about it, I'm interested in homeopathy.
Mm-hmm.
Dodd suggests for the puppy shot Thuja. Is that pronounced right? And
yeah, Thuja. Thuja occidentalis is the pyramidalis plant, but... what I would not do is give a vaccine and then give a remedy, just thinking that that's going to be the right one for the problem. That's you know, remedy should fit your like your shoes and your socks should fit together.
Right. Should I have Cindy call you?
Sure.
Okay.
I would do is just wait to see after the vaccine and see if there's any problems that develop. If then you give the right remedy rather than just giving Thuja and saying that would be the one.
Okay.
It might not be the one.
She just says give it. So
I wouldn't.
Maybe that wasn't.
That's not my preference. But
okay,
that
wait
makes
to
sense.
See if there's a problem.
Yeah.
All right, you good?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, thanks for calling Animal World. Call us back if you want to in the next hour.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks, Peg. Bye-bye. All right, we're closing out hour number two, firing up hour number three. Dr. Doug, you're out in the house, and we will take more phone calls. We've got a lot to talk about because I've got two folks that we need to touch base on, and we need to know about natural protocol for cats with kidney disease is a question that has been asked here. So we'll get to that next hour. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.